Welcome to Desiree's Radio.
I'm up this morning having my coffee, having a rough start. I'll tell you, okay, I had a podcast yesterday, I think, and I had a bunch of things that I did. And one of the things I did was color my hair. The place that I normally go to closed down. I don't know if I mentioned that. It closed down on me. So I had to go and find a new one, and I had a rough time finding it. I got lost and everything. Anyways, I go to this new one. I ended up with an allergic reaction to getting my hair colored, and it is so bad. Like, I was trying to sleep, and my head started itching, and especially my ear, you know, and I was like, what the heck? I look at my ear. My ear looks like three times the size of the other ear. I'm like, what the heck? Freaking out. And then I'm starting, I mean, this is before it dawned on me I was having an allergic reaction. I was like, has it always been that way? Because I have such long hair, I never see my ears, you know. I see my earrings, but I really never looked at my ears before. And so I'm like, is maybe one ear is smaller than the other. I can't figure it out. Well, no, it was inflamed, right? And I'm just like, oh my gosh. So I call the place and I talk to the professor there, you know, the lady. And I was like, I told her I had an allergic reaction. She goes, well, you signed a waiver. I go, I know. I go, but I'm asking you, okay, if you're the professor there with these girls, you must know a way to combat the reactions. Like, what can I do for the reactions? Oh, you go to the doctor. I'm like, no, I know you guys know something. Like, what happens if you're working on someone's hair and they have a bad reaction right there? What do you do to stop it, to stop the chemicals? I didn't get anywhere. I'm not even going to push it, you know, because it was just like, oh, really? So I did my own research, and what I found is you can use like coconut oil, olive oil, apple cider vinegar was one of them. Baking soda, you got to be careful, you know. So there were things that I could do to try to get the chemicals to stop reacting to my scalp. And so what I vowed for was just washing it with soap. That was hard. You mild soap. And that was really difficult, to be honest, because it's not the same as shampoo. I don't know if you've ever tried to wash your hair with soap. But I have a lot of hair, and it's like, okay, that's not working. So, but I did it. I did it with soap, and I pat it dry, and I took an antihistamine for allergies. And I figured, well, if it's for allergies and this is an allergic reaction, I guess that would work. So I did that, went to sleep, and I woke up yesterday morning, and I was like, okay. And I combed through my hair. And I feel these bumps. And I was like, what the heck? I guess it's healing over. So whatever it is, it's almost like a poison ivy reaction or something. It was scary. But right now my head is itching so bad. So I just went and took this big shower. I know it's because I was rubbing it in my sleep. And I think that's where I'm messing up, because it's when I fall asleep and it was itching, and so I automatically rub it, but I don't know I'm doing it. Well, I kind of messed it up. So I'm just going to sit here, play some music, enjoy St. Patrick's Day. And this is the time to go get your Shamrock Shakes. Now, I'll be honest, I've been out a lot this week, and I've been passing through fast foods, and I pass by several McDonald's every single day, and I haven't seen the Shamrock Shake sign. So I don't know if they have it. So that's my goal today, is to get my Shamrock Shake. And that is the best shake in the whole entire world. And you can make these yourself if you're not trusting too much with the McDonald's or what's in their Shamrock Shakes. You can make it yourself and probably make it a little bit more healthier. Okay, so here's the recipe. And you need a blender. 2 cups of vanilla ice cream. 1 1/4 cups of low-fat milk. 1/4 teaspoon of mint extract, not peppermint, but mint, and 8 drops of green food coloring. Now, if you just want the taste and you don't want any of the other stuff in it, You can always use, it might taste a little bit different, but you could choose your vanilla ice cream, whether it be pure vanilla ice cream or low fat. And with the milk, if you want it fattening, you could not use low fat, use regular milk, and don't put the food coloring in. So anyways, you blend it in the blender on high speed until smooth, but don't over blend it. It should be about 2 12-ounce cups. That sounds good. Like, you could spend a whole day drinking shamrock shakes. And you know, I could kick myself too, because we went the big grocery shopping last night and they had all this corned beef on sale, and it didn't even dawn on me, you know? There was like all this corned beef with, and then they had like cabbage next to it and stuff. And I was like, oh, that tastes, that sounds good. But it didn't even dawn on me. I could have made that today. I love this kind of food. I love it. I don't know a whole lot about the Irish culture, but I like the food. I like the events and stuff. So I hope there's some this weekend, actually. I don't remember any last weekend. Okay, so if you have little kids, you can go to DLTK Growing Together. And on this page, there's a lot of things for kids. They have printouts. You could just print some pages. Print some pages from there for them to color. They could do that. There are some songs if you want to sing some songs with your kids. Here's some games, okay? This one's called Modified Doggy Doggy. Where's your bone to be a leprechaun? Okay, one child is the leprechaun. They sit in the middle of a circle with their eyes closed. One of the children in the circle hides the shamrocks behind their back. Always have an adult distribute the shamrock so all the kids get a turn. Circle children say, "Leprechaun, leprechaun, where's your shamrock? Someone has it in their pocket. Guess who? Maybe you. Maybe a monkey from the zoo. Come on, leprechaun, find your shamrock." Then the leprechauns open their eyes and they have three guesses to guess who has the shamrock. The child with the shamrock becomes the next leprechaun. So there's a game they can play. They also have palms, actually. Let me see. Well, okay, for the printables, they have, like, awards, bingo cards, which is kind of cool, right? You could just print out some bingo cards. They could play bingo. Let's see what else they've got. A chore chart, coupons, door hangers, gift tags. Let's see. Mini books. You make some mini books. So there. I would go there. And I'm sure there's other sites that have this. You know, there are always some for the holidays. Yeah. All right. So let's read this. Leprechaun Stew. Contributed by Leanne Genther. Leprechaun Stew, Leprechaun Stew. If I don't get some, I don't know what I will do. Give away my pot of gold, give away my shoe, but don't give away my leprechaun stew. That's cute. All right, let's see if there's another poem. All right. St. Patrick's was a gentleman. This is by Henry Bennett. St. Patrick's was a gentleman, and he came from decent people. In Dublin town, he built a church, and on it put a steeple. His father was a Gallagher, his mother was a Brady. His aunt was a O'Shaughnessy, I can't say that, sorry, and his uncle was a Grady. Then success to bold St. Patrick's fist, he was a saint so clever. He gave the snakes and toes a twist and banished them forever.